Seven African Powers, The Orishas, written by Monique Joyner-Seedlack, narrated by Michelle Williams. About this book. I have said before that I am an eclectic witch. With that being said, in my early years, I learned about the seven African powers. I was fascinated with them and what they represent. To this day, I still have an altar dedicated to Oshun. The seven African powers, also referred to as the Orishas, are the common spiritual force that individuals will petition to in order to overcome obstacles, allow spiritual growth, and connecting to one's inner power. In all of these beliefs, the Orishas have many characteristics that are frequently quite mixed. In this book, you will learn about Elegwa, Yemaja, Oshun, Obatala, Oshosi, Oye, and Ogun, including their associated saints. These deities, often portrayed with their images connected together in a chain circling an image of the crucified Jesus, symbolizes all that is blessed and powerful in Santeria. However, inside Santeria, there is a common misunderstanding about who they are and how they work. Anyone can call upon the seven African powers, as they are spirit guides, and everyone has access to these Orishas for their guidance. Chapter 1. Who are the seven African powers? The seven African powers are seven of the most well-known and celebrated deities of the Yoruban tradition. Also known as the Orishas, they are universal to all beliefs of the Yoruban starting point, while they are not always believed to be the same deities. In Vodun, they are known as Loas or Luas. In the Makumba traditions of Candomblé and Umbanda, they are called Orixa. While in Santeria, Voodoo's corresponding religion, they are mentioned as Las Siete Potencias. And lastly, in the Congo Basin, they are referred to as Nikisi. The Orishas are said to be the messengers of Olodumare. Olodumare is a gender-neutral, spiritual, all-knowing deity who formed the earth and the entire universe. The Orishas are demigods who have been sent to look after humanity. They oversee the forces of nature, in addition to our concerns. The Orishas recognize each and are recognized primarily by their different numbers, colors, markings, foods, and characteristics. These dictate what offerings and gifts are acceptable for each Orisha. The patrons of all the Orishas will make contributions in the method of which they are used to, so that the Orishas acknowledge correctly and will give an answer in the appearance of a spell or curse. Understanding the forces of nature that govern them, the Orishas can best be understood. For example, Elegwa is found at the crossroads, while Oshun enjoys the rivers. A strong connection with that one principal spirit influence allows an individual to call for the support of all seven spirits in every undertaking. The seven African powers are called upon for conquering difficulties, assistance with spiritual development, and encouragement of personal power. Any person can petition the seven African powers, bearing in mind that they are spirit guides and everyone, whether they are initiated or not, have contact with spirits of the dead for their direction. Normally, they are called for by burning a vigil candle, which is seven colors, or using seven different candles to represent the different colors. As you call the seven African powers and petition them for help, fasten strips of handkerchiefs or fabric of seven different colors in a bundle and twirl in the air above your head. Considered the first Orisha created, Elegwa opens and closes the way to humanity. He manages the crossroads that men journey across. It is said that all prayers go through Elegwa first before getting to any other Orisha. You would pray to Elegwa in the affairs of destiny and fate. The Orisha of motherhood and the queen of the sea is Yemaja. She is called upon to in difficulties of fruitfulness and mystic growth. Yemaja is a foundation of well-being and strength in times of emotional crisis. As the goddess of love and abundance, Oshun is often seen as the Venus or Aphrodite of the Orishas. Oshun is summoned for assistance in love and longing. She aids those who are going through a stage of change.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?